You're listening to Logos, the Word of God, from the book of Ezekiel. This word from the Eternal also came to me. Son of man, here is the Lord the Eternal's message for the land of Israel. The hour has come. The hour has come on the four quarters of the land. The hour has come for you. I will hurl my wrath upon you and punish you for your conduct, and requite you for all your detestable doings. I will have neither mercy nor pity. I will requite you for your conduct and confront you with your detestable doings. It will teach you that I am the Eternal. Evil on evil, says the Lord the Eternal. It is coming. The hour has come. The hour is striking and striking at you. The hour and the end. Your doom has come, O dweller in the land. The time draws on. The day is near. A day with panic. No merry shouts on the hills. Soon I will vent my fury on you and execute my anger against you. I will punish you for your conduct and requite you for all your detestable doings. I will have neither mercy nor pity. I will visit your doings on your head and confront you with your detestable deeds. It will teach you that I, the Eternal, can strike. Here is the day. It has dawned. Your doom appears. Your sin has blossomed. Your pride has budded. The time has come. The day draws near. The buyer need not rejoice, and the seller need not lament, for wrath falls upon the entire city. Never so long as they live shall the sellers get back to their estates, and none shall prosper by iniquitous dealing. The trumpet is sounded, and all is prepared, but none marches out to fight, for my wrath falls upon the entire city. Outside the sword, inside pestilence and famine. A man in the open country falls by the sword. A man inside the city is consumed by famine and pestilence. And if any survivors escape, they shall be hiding in the hills, mourning over their sins, moaning like doves of the valley. Their hands shall all be limp, their knees weak as water. They shall put sackcloth around their waist and shave their heads. They shall be covered with terror, their faces with shame. They shall fling their silver into the streets and loathe their gold with disgust. For on the day of the Eternal's anger, no silver or gold can save them or satisfy their appetite. Money has been their ruin and their sin. They prided themselves on the beauty of their silver and their gold, and made out of them detestable and loathsome idols. Therefore I will make their temple a disgust to them, handing it over to foreigners as plunder, and to knaves of the world as booty, to profane it. I will turn my face away and let these creatures profane my precious place. Robbers shall invade it, and profane it, and disorder it. For the land is full of bloody crimes. The city is filled with violence. So I will bring in the worst of pagans to take possession of the houses. And I will put an end to the strength on which the land prided itself, and let their sanctuaries be profaned. When anguish comes, they shall seek peace, and peace there shall be none. Disaster on disaster, rumor upon rumor. The prophet is deprived of vision, the priest is bereft of instruction, and aged counselors have not a word to say. The authorities shall be wrapped in dismay, and common folk shall be a tremble. I will treat them as they have behaved, and punish them for their practices, to teach them that I am the Eternal. You've been listening to the Message and Counsel of God from the book of Ezekiel.